USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The shutdown of a vital trade route between Canada and the United States by freedom truckers protesting Canada's vaccine mandate has closed a Ford plant in Detroit because they can't get the imported parts over a bridge. Instead of negotiating with truckers, leaders are now throwing their weight around. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer said in a statement Thursday, and she called on Canadian officials to take all necessary and appropriate steps to immediately and safely reopen traffic. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
The people of Ottawa don't deserve to be harassed in their own neighborhoods.
It should be noted, if Canada simply ended the vaccine mandate, the Freedom Convoy would be heading on down the road. Texas Health and Human Services is reporting the number of abortions performed in Texas fell by 60% in the first month after the heartbeat abortion law went into effect. Senate Bill 8 prohibits nearly all abortions as soon as a heartbeat is detected. USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Water stains on the shower glass. Try rubbing some shaving cream on.
Tyler's cleaning crew knows every housekeeping trick in the book.
Handling timesheets now.
But they need a proper bookkeeper to keep finances tidy.
New equipment is a business expense, right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. InstantMatch instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's more on the Bob Saget death last month.
New information is out on the death of Full House star Bob Saget. His family confirms he had a brain bleed after accidentally hitting the back of his head. They believe he didn't realize his injury and died in his sleep at a Florida hotel last month. As far as just how common these brain bleeds are, ABC News chief medical contributor Dr. Jill Ashton tells ABC's Good Morning America,
we have to do some mini med school here and look at the anatomy of the brain. There's blood vessels there. This is a very unforgiving organ for trauma, but it's a closed space. You have the hard skull, you have the soft brain, and in between that, a little bit of bleeding can cause compression on the brain and in some cases can be fatal. So is this something that is common? No, but can it happen? Yes, it can.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Mr. Berg. We are USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
With no changes in the science, more and more states are rolling back mask mandates for adults. The least affected age group from COVID-19 is the children, and they are still required to wear masks in schools. Republican Representative Mary Miller slammed Democrat leaders in Illinois Thursday after officials in her home state announced the end of the mask mandates for everyone except schools.
Well, their hypocrisy knows no shame, and they are losing the polls. That's why they're backing off on this mandate. But the fact that they won't lift them for school children is, I just can't believe it. It's, they bungled this, the way they've handled this virus from the beginning. The blue states are ridiculous. I mean, I know someone that joined the exodus of citizens out of Illinois to Tennessee last year. The 7- and 4-year-old were being required to wear masks to play soccer outdoors. As soon as they arrived in Tennessee, the masks were off. And the people in Illinois have had it with our hypocrite governor. He's been seen multiple times violating his own edicts.
Representative Miller opines on Newsmax TV about older kids walking out of schools in protest of mask coverings.
I applaud them. It's about time. I think what we're going to leave our children and grandchildren depends on what we're doing now. God created us to be free and relational people.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.